Maybe I should keep the strass.
You literally wear that strap every time. Like,
no, I know, but like if you look at it up close, it's like pulling in a weird way. Like, I'd have to get the straps like redone.
No, you wouldn't.
It's like not correct. It's not correct. And I've already worn it once.
When?
In a calendar shoot.
No one bought that.
Yeah, it was sold out.
All 200. I'll
put the picture here. No, maybe I will keep it and just redo the straps. But the point is that I am doing a new endeavor, I'll call it, because eBay literally, I moved you guys. I have a bunch of shit. I'm a hoarder. True or false?
It's psychotic.
It's psychotic, you guys. I have a fucking problem and I'm trying to get help.
No, her name's Tchotchke for a reason. Like, it's a little crazy.
No, it's sick. If I feel sad, I buy stuff.
No, and she
I have a shopping addiction.
And Violet was out of town when she was moving, and I moved her into her house with the movers, and I was sitting there, and I was like, this is not possible.
No, you guys, like, even the movers were like, I've never seen this much stuff.
Also, does anyone have a friend that would do that? Out there? Sit while your friend's out of town, move
My
in.
Sister died. Thank you for helping me move in my time of need. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Now, Gore.
Hey everyone, it's me, Violet Tchotchke, the D-O-double-L.
And I'm Got Mick.
And you're watching another episode of No Gorge. As I was saying, I am a hoarder and I have a serious hoarding problem and a shopping addiction, dare I say. And I'm trying to sell a bunch of my stuff because I'm unpacking my new house and I'm like, where should I put this hot pink flame custom beaded sequin dress I never will wear ever again? And I'm like, literally nowhere. Get rid of that. Simplify your life. Get rid of your things. Like, you don't need these worldly possessions. So I tried to put everything on eBay to have an eBay sale. Well, I put like 300 items on eBay and I haven't done an eBay sale in like, I guess, like 3 years or something.
And it's some like, I knew you when we did your last eBay.
No,
sale.
I know. It was like whatever, 2 years, 2.5 years ago. I don't know. Anyways, I have some luxury goods. I put some luxury goods in these 300 items, and I guess they like flagged my account as like suspicious activity because it hasn't posted in like whatever, however many years, and now all of a sudden there's like 300 items and like tons of potential money being made in like luxury goods. So they just wiped every single item off of my eBay. No, like, could not recover the listings, like, descriptions, photos, measurements, details, like, eBay literally, and also eBay, like, withholds so much money and takes so much money out of your profits.
Yeah, well, I don't think people use eBay anymore.
Well, I understand why. Literally, fuck eBay is what I'm saying. Literally, fuck you guys. We worked so hard making these listings, like, and then they
and
just took it all
last time you did
off.
The eBay sale, the same shit, like, they were being just
they
bad.
Were, they flagged my account last time. I don't even know. They were like, can we see receipts of these items? I'm like, babe, these items are like got vintage, like custom, like draggy cost. Like, what do you mean receipts? Like, it's like, what, like, I got the feather boa from the feather store in 2012. And then this rhinestone came from the rhinestone store. Like, receipts of what? Like, it's all put together stuff. Like, it's not like I'm just like, here's the Chanel bag. Here's the receipt. It's like a full custom artistry thing. It was so weird. Anyways, fuck eBay. So I'm launching my own shopping Instagram where you can shop my closet and please help me control my shopping addiction and my hoarding problem. And this was going to be one of the items that was up for sale. But now that I'm seeing it on me,
it's now you've already worn it.
Too good though. But like, it might be like an archival. See, this is what I'm talking about. I have a
When she pulled it out, like, I have stuff that I need, like, looks for, and she pulled that out, and I was like, this is literally exactly what I need.
You
and
do
she's
not
like,
wear pink.
I wear spooky flame shit. I would wear pink if it looked like that. It's so cute. And I was like, don't wear that right now because I will literally buy that off of you. And do it. She's like, and she was like, oh my God, no, it's so ill-fitting. Like, when I put it on, you're going to see it's like sick in the head. And she puts it on. It's like the most gorgeous fitted thing she's ever worn. And now she's talking to you guys, and she's like, custom sequined. Oh, fuck me. It's like literally the most perfect dress. It's one of your like most perfect dresses I've ever seen you wear.
Well, the straps are a little wonky. And it's like the thing about me is if I'm going to really do drag, I got to be excited about the outfit. And that's why I added this disgusting boa.
It's not disgusting. It's just ill-colored.
It doesn't match. It doesn't go. It doesn't go. Get it out of here. Is that better? Is that less draggy for you? Do you feel better?
It is less draggy. No, I was like, are you going to bring a custom backdrop next time? Like, so you're like in a field, like literally behind you to match the outfit.
Yeah,
I was like,
Magnus Hastings is going to take it. Jesus Christ.
Literally, I was like, oh my God.
Well, anyways, I don't know if I'll sell this dress, but there are, because
now
well,
you can now, because now you've worn it on camera and you said you've worn it another time. So it's like, babe.
Bitch, am I getting rid of the dress or not?
Well,
what's the deal?
If you don't wear it now.
I'm wearing it already. What do you mean?
Then it's up for
anyways,
sale.
Anyways, I'm having a fucking sale. It's at shop_violets_closet on Instagram.
That was the best username you could get. shop.underscore.
I didn't say dot. Would Did you, I say dot?
I think so.
No, it's shop_violets_closet.
There is nothing else.
No.
Everyone has, there's so many
Babe,
violets.
Violet's a common name and shop closet is a common, what are you talking about?
With a K.
Instagram's been around for fucking
what
like.
What about Violet's with a, closet?
With a K. Why a K?
Because it's like the Kardashians. So more people will click it.
Is that how that works? Wow. I don't know. I'm so out of the loop. On.
I don't know. We need to get like a 19-year-old in here.
I know. Oh my God. I'm DJing tonight for like young people.
I know.
And it's, I'm like.
No, I went to
it's
this.
It's like, I don't even know how to describe it, you guys.
No,
like,
it was the first party I ever went to when I moved to LA. It was like, it's like where you go when you're fresh 18 and you're underage and you go.
Because it's an 18 and up night.
Yeah. So but you like go to this party and I hadn't been since I turned 21 and mm-hmm. Violet DJed it a while ago and I went to support and I was like, whoa.
Well, I just don't. I like songs that when I go out, I want to hear the song in its entirety. That's all. Very simple. But
it's not possible.
Today's youth, they want it wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Give me the chorus and the next song. Boom. And I'm like, I don't.
No, it hurts my brain. Especially,
I'm like, babe, this is too many songs in one little amount of time.
Like, and the it's like mostly straight people that do that, I've noticed. Like really? Straight club. I've noticed like
and
straight.
Like, bah, 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 and then like yes, fog machines come
yes,
on or whatever.
It's like crazy. And then the one you're doing, it's like the kids are just so queer now that it's like a lot of straight kids.
Straight?
Well, just
are
like no
queer?
One's straight anymore.
But so now it's just so
like, queer
far
is the baseline.
That it's gone back.
Like you
around.
Have to prove yourself straight.
You have
or
to prove
gay.
Yourself straight,
right? Like no one's actually straight anymore.
I don't know, you guys. I'm so out of touch.
Who
that's what
the
I'm
fuck
saying.
Is straight?
That's
are
what
you
I'm saying.
Actually,
guys.
Straight. Like I may be really in a bubble, but it's like to me, it's like these kids are like, even if they are like straight bro dudes, it's like they're still gonna get sucked, and like. I don't know. I just don't see that happening
Babe,
anymore.
I don't know, and I don't.
Not that
think
I'm like
I have
out on the street with the kids, like, but it's giving.
I mean, we're aging ourselves so hard right now. Look, anybody can do whatever the fuck they want, but can I play a song in its entirety? Like, it's the attention span.
But we don't need to hear the whole song. We need like a remix.
So you think I'm a bad DJ?
I don't think I've ever heard you play a song all the way through. Like you're
yes,
like
you
you're
have.
Playing like you're playing like Troye Sivan start to finish.
Yes.
No.
It's getting mixed.
But mixed and like crazy. It's not just like playing the song.
Yeah, no, that's but it's not a 30-second clip of it.
No, that's my worst fear.
Bitch, these bitches are and going 30-second
like,
clip.
We're also friends with
30-second clip. 30-second clip. I'm like, what is this?
We're also
Diva.
Friends with DJs that do that.
I'm
and
also
it's
friends
crazy.
With like iconic DJs who are like legendary. And I'm like, I want respect from like the DJs that I respect. You know what I mean? So
totally.
I've heard from other DJs, like the one thing that they always say is like, don't fucking worry about the audience. Just play whatever you want.
That's like everything in life.
I know, but it's so difficult because like I want people to have a good time and you want to play to your audience.
You do get caught up in what people think more than I ever thought. Like when I started getting to know you, I was like, oh.
No, it's just like if I'm hired to make people have a good time, I want to make sure that I'm doing my job.
I don't know if you're getting hired. I don't think you're getting hired to make people have a good time. I think you're getting hired because you're Violet and they want you to come DJ and be gorgeous. And you could probably play like the Teletubbies theme song. And they'd be like, thank you for being gorgeous.
Just say you hate my music and think about it.
I love
just,
your
just
music.
Just say that.
Oh, I could literally say your set list. off the top of my head.
What is it?
No, it's fine.
No, I would like, I'm actually, that'd be funny. Go ahead.
No, I have to really
You don't
think
know the
about
lyrics.
It.
You don't know the songs.
No, I don't know the names of the songs. You do not know the names of the songs. I don't know the names of the songs.
You don't know songs. You don't know songs.
At all.
You don't.
I've never heard a song.
Because where'd you just get back from today?
But yeah, I know a few weeks ago, Violet was on stage with Madonna, and then I just got back from being on stage with Madonna.
Today. If Madonna calls, you fucking answer.
Yeah, no, but I flew in. I didn't even talk. I was like, my schedule is so crazy. Like, first of all, you guys, I'm a Delta diva through and through. We both are.
Yeah, no, I have to fly like, Sky Team. Sorry.
Delta is my doll.
Sorry.
Like, and I also was talking about this with other people, and it's like a good way to like get people's vibes. Like, what airline do you fly with?
If you're not Sky Team, we are not compatible.
No, there was someone I was talking to that I really liked the other day, and she was like, oh my God, I am American through and through. And I was like, what the fuck?
If you live in Chicago, is she from Chicago?
No, but she goes back and forth from New York to LA a lot. And she said it's like her vibe. I know. I know. And so
divas who live in Chicago area and surrounding areas, they, I think it's, American is the hub. It's
I don't
over
know,
there,
but American
hub.
Is just so American. Like, literally, it's like, I don't know if you've
and
ever
also,
flown there. It's like
9/11.
They're gonna pick an American airline. Yeah, exactly. They're not gonna pick Delta.
Why would they choose Delta? No,
purple
it
uniforms.
Says American
it's so cute.
Airline.
They would
I
never.
Mean, that's part. It's
they would never target cute uniforms.
Zach Posen did the uniforms.
I know.
Like, that's not gonna be part of the conspiracy.
I did notice the princess seems lately, and I was like, these must be Zach.
Zach did the unis. Love. Yeah. Oh my God. Zach posing at Gap. Get into that hot tea. What do we think?
Cool. I can't even. We're just moving too
I
bad.
Know. There's a lot to cover. We've been doing this thing where I'm like, don't talk to me.
I know.
Save it for the pod. Nothing you say matters unless those cameras are rolling.
Yeah, and so we like haven't been talking. I'm like trying to tell a story. And she's like, so Zach posing.
But there's just so much to talk about. Okay,
let
so
me go
Southwest.
Back. So anyway, I always fly Delta, but then like I had to fly this other airline to get to Madonna.
Which airline?
United. I know.
Dun, dun, dun.
And I'd never flown United. Have you?
Is that the one where you have to like fight for your seat?
No, that's Southwest.
I flew Southwest
I'd
to Drag
Race. I'd
rather
fucking fly Southwest, bitch. Like, you literally pull up to United and it's like no one works there. It's like only
computers.
Like you have to do your own bags. So I'm like, okay.
We talk about that too.
Because you have to do your own bags, there's a line for you to do your own work. So I'm like, okay, that's fine. I'm on
like,
my way to go
sit. And
people
in front of you don't know how to scan it.
And I'm like,
ticketing.
I'm on my way to like go sit with Madonna. It's going to be great. Like I'm just going to be positive. I'll wait in this line. Then I get there, whatever. Like, so hard. It's just so fucking hard. And then it's like number
Why?
Two.
Scan just, your passport and print the tags out, no?
Well, you would
I've
think.
Never done it. I refuse
it's hard.
To do
There's
the machines.
There's like not a lot of options, so it's just like, do it. Then I wait in another line to drop the bag.
The bag drop line.
Then they're like, oh, it's overweight. You have to go back.
No.
Yes.
You're kidding.
No. And I'm like,
there's not a scale at the original place?
I mean, gorgeous.
You would think.
I've never been there. Maybe
I refuse.
Maybe
if
there's
I'm
a communal
paying,
scale. I don't
bitch,
fucking know. But
if
I'm like,
I'm paying a premium, you would need to print my boarding pass, peel the sticker off, put the stickum on the sticker, put my bag on the trolley.
It was crazy. And then
like, babe, and then, what is this?
So I'm like, okay. And then she's
the
like,
robots
so
are gonna take
go
over.
Back there and then find someone in a vest and then they're gonna tell you that it's overweight and they're gonna be able to change it. So I'm like looking for someone
what?
In a vest.
No.
Yes.
You're making
was,
this up.
No, I swear it was so crazy. And I was like, okay.
What kind of vest?
Like a, I don't know.
That vest was
vest.
Disgusting.
Yeah, it was not a cute vest. It was just like a normal, like.
Was it like was highlighter so, yellow, would you say?
It was like giving
was
construction.
There flare on it?
I don't know.
And they were
no,
working.
No, no, no. It wasn't cute. It was not Delta. It was very
it
just
was
like
not
a
Zach
fucking
Posen
like.
Vest.
No, it was like a construction worker vest. And then I like found someone and then they like. They're like, okay, it's like gonna be $1,000,000,000,000. And I was like, great. Like, perfect.
You didn't just like move some things around?
I only brought one bag.
You didn't have a backpack?
No.
No tote?
Nothing.
No duffel?
Well, my tote was full of a wig.
Full of a wig?
Yeah.
You brought that disgusting wig with you, didn't you?
It's so cute.
Go get it.
Oh my God, no, I'm not.
She, draggy drag. There's a wig that you have that has paillettes hot glued to it.
Okay,
true
literally.
Or false? True
it has,
or false?
It has silver sequins and rhinestones on the sequins. It's super cute, but it just...
It's draggy.
It's just squared, so it's hard to match. Anyway. So then I'm like, okay, that was the worst experience of my life. I paid $1,000,000 and had to do all the work. And loves it, like get in. It's like
loves not, it for sure.
Like there's just no vibes. Like there's no Delta vibes. Delta like gives you vibes. Like it's like colors and no, things and like
I will say the other day where we were going to Denver for when I did Madonna, we flew Delta. The way the lounge is the best, the Delta lounge at LAX, you guys. Best breakfast I've had in my whole life.
Delta's just the only option.
The croissants, the eggs, the frittatas.
Girl.
The bacon.
No.
Oh. The selection of breads and cheeses. I'm telling you guys, that's, we should just go to there for, like, they should have a drag brunch there.
I've posted that the Delta Sky Lounge is my favorite restaurant
in LA. Like, it's so like, turnt. That lounge with the outdoor area.
I know.
Are you kidding me? The way that I would work that patio during a drag brunch.
Oh, tree.
I would clean up.
That'd be cute.
Delta, but hit us up. Like, the Delta Lounge drag brunch. Imagine going, like,
oh my God, that would be the vibe. I'll do free drag brunch just for a 360 membership.
Seriously, if you guys work at Delta, like, push this up to the higher ups. We gotta get this popping.
But yeah, so then I, like, get through, and I'm like, it's fine. Like, it's gonna be fine.
Did you have lounge access?
There, like, wasn't a lounge. Like, it was so barren. Like, barren. It was, yes. Was it there was a, just like nothing going on.
Was there a Shake Shack? Was it that terminal?
I don't even remember what there was, but it was just like so bad. Like at least American has like American flags and it's like very like American. And I'm like, ew.
American.
And I'm like walking and I'm like, ew, but it's like still a vibe. Like United's just like nothing. Like United in what? What are we United being sad?
The air.
Like, no, it was so weird. And then I get on the plane. Sick in the head.
Why?
And then,
is that sick in the head?
What happened? The plane was just like not cute. I'll insert pictures. There's like the like front thing was like it looked like Captain Jack Sparrow knit the thing in front of me. It was like woven that can be a from vibe, like though. It was scary.
Who's that guy we like who did the knit bags?
I have no idea.
London guy, really good up and coming designer.
David Como.
David Como did really fabulous knit bags. Yeah,
no, these were not David Como bags on the thing.
Okay.
It was like disgusting. And then, oh my God, this was the piece de resistance.
I should ask him.
So, like, literally, there's, like, a screen, and I'm, like, tapping it, and I'm like, oh, it's not working. Like, it must be, like, a thing. Like, I don't even know. It was just, like, it must be, like, they're blocking the screens until you fly. You know how sometimes airlines do that?
They're like, no, I don't get that. They're like, blinds up, unplug everything. I'm like, no, babe, what do you say? Remember chip over my iPod cord? Like,
yeah,
what?
No, the woman next to me is like, oh, sorry, like, I'm fucking with your screen. I was like, what? It's a remote on my thing and it's DirecTV and it's live. So you're
kidding.
No, you can't watch any movie. You can't do anything. It's literally only if it's on schedule. So I'm like, okay. So it's like from 1:30 to 2.
I haven't watched live television.
I know.
Since I was at a bar watching Drag Race.
I know. And I'm like, okay.
Like,
so
gotta get to the bar to watch Logo, like, in 2016.
When I was, like, little. Not even. 2015, I remember going, 14. Like, traveling to, like, somewhere, and the whole plane would have to watch, like, the same movie.
Right, right.
Like, I remember that. So I was kind of thinking it was that vibe. I was like, oh, it's, like, these are the movies. We're already playing them. Like, get into it or get lost. No. It was literal channels.
They probably have a deal with DirecTV.
It was like Anna Karenina. I was like, okay, I like Anna Karenina. I click it. It's not the remake. It was the 1932 version with fucking Greta Garbo.
Well,
like
get
in black
into Miss
like,
Greta.
I couldn't because it was halfway through. She's already sick in bed. Like I was like, what the fuck? I can't even get into 1932 Greta Garbo.
Was Greta turning it out in bed or no?
Babe, I saw that it wasn't the remake of Anna Karenina. I went, you're kidding. And then I was like, whatever, I'll get into it. And I'm like, seeing that the next movie was like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles starting in 30 minutes. I'm like, so this is the end? Like, I'm not going to ruin it.
So you didn't?
No. So I switched it. And then I went to like TV. And then I ended up watching like some TV show. And there was commercials.
Wow. Your life is hard.
I mean, girl, if you're paying for a fucking airline ticket...
They should have on-demand entertainment.
I agree.
Look,
I think it's better to give the whole plane one movie than fucking be like, tune in if you can with commercials. Like, what? I was like, what are we talking about? And then when I get on a plane, I'm very like to myself, like hoodie, like get like just in my zone. That's my like me time. I even turn to the woman next to me. I go, do you fly here a lot? And she goes,
come here often?
Literally. And she was like, sometimes. So I go, I don't like it.
You and, did that?
Yeah, and she was like,
if I was the person, I should be like, why are you talking to me?
She would loved it. She loved it. She was a school teacher.
Mm-hmm. What grade?
I didn't ask.
What? Yeah. How are you going to start a conversation with a bitch and then not continue?
Well, because she was a talker, so she was like, she was going, girl, I'm on my way to my grandkids' trip. We're going on a Disney cruise. We're going here. We're going there.
Disney cruise in Houston.
And she's like, me and my husband love doing kids stuff. It's so fun. That's why it's good for me to be a teacher.
Not a Disney adult.
And then
adult.
She goes, but now my passion is being retired. I was like,
oh, that's not what I thought you were going to say.
Love you. Like, that might be
her
my passion.
Her passion is being retired.
Yeah, maybe.
What was her look giving? Retired school teacher or no?
It was. Like, she was wearing those, like, rock climbing looking shoes. That's all I remember.
With the toes?
Yeah.
With the
toes? No, not with the toes. Like, the ones that have, like, it's kind of, like, strapped up the side.
You, like, pull the string above?
And with the rubber toe. I just remember seeing that, and I was like, wow, you must be doing so many things.
So what else did this prophet divulge?
Well, I got off the plane, and I was just like, I'm a Delta. Like, I'll do anything to stay on Delta.
I'll do anything. Like, Delta.
I even
you're
went,
a Delta simp.
Mm-hmm. A simp. Like,
what
I
is a simp again? What does that stand for?
I don't know. I thought it was just like a word.
I saw an acronym.
I think it's just a word.
Sympathize? It must be short for sympathize.
It's just simp, and it says a silly or foolish person.
Well, period.
Well,
silly and foolish for sure.
For Delta. Yeah, I love it. I just like can never leave them. And I like didn't really learn that how hardcore I ride or died for them until this experience. I was like, whoa.
No, last night we were DMing and you were like, I was like, oh, like, how was your plane ride back? And you were like, I don't know. I got a bad seat or whatever, but I'd rather be in the fucking overhead compartment than fly fucking United again. And I was like,
I literally would...
hot take. Saying you'd rather fly in the overhead compartment.
I would.
Than seated in United.
Especially if I was on like a fun plane, like, you know, Virgin's like a party plane. Like, I was like, put me in the overhead. I would, girl, have me stand. I would rather stand.
You know what? When I was flying back from Paris the other day, people were, my like little cubby was like by the little like bathroom curtain snack area. And there were like 10 French dudes, not kidding, the entire 10-hour plane ride standing around the little snack counter bar area, chitty chatty bang bang.
I have
standing,
had that.
Stretching, kikiing, like acting as if we're at the pub. I was
I've
like,
had that before too. I've
go
even
lay down in your cubby.
I forgot
like
where
a good
I was
boy.
Going. I was going somewhere like really weird. And so like the people were just like, I don't know if they'd never like flown before. Like it was just like giving like a weird vibe of like. The energy of the plane was just like off.
The energy of the plane was off for sure.
And people were like, the second it was like, ding, like a seatbelt. Everyone was like, and like running around, like sitting on each other's laps. Like, and I'm not even exaggerating.
Sitting on each
no, like
laps.
Everyone knew each other, sitting on each other's laps.
It was a wedding. They were all going to fucking
then,
Costa Rica.
And then
for
people would go up to like where the like snack area would and be like undoing the thing.
No.
Yeah. Like the latches.
That's illegal.
I think so too. But I was watching, I was like, I was supposed to be a joke. And I was sitting next to Candy.
That's scary.
I was sitting next to Candy
playing
Muse.
Playing with those dongles, they could be fucking... I always think about the door, how it's just right there.
Scary.
And you can... The lever is right there.
Someone tried to do that recently. I saw that on, like, the news.
But can you... I don't really get how that, like... Is that how... Like, could I literally... If I wanted to...
Yes.
I just go up to that lever and be like... And I mean, it would just be like... That's insane.
No, when I was really young, my sister and mom's, like, one of their best friends. I was like... Yeah, it was, like, their best friends... They had like a family of like five and they had a private jet and they literally went on the jet. Like someone opened the door like didn't close all the way. They crashed and literally only two of them survived. My mom's friend died. Literally the little boy, like
that's
everyone.
So dark.
I know. It was crazy because the door.
So who did the door?
I don't know.
Do you ever like, are you ever driving and you're like, I could just crash my car into this wall right now?
Oh, I think about doing
that all
the time.
Any of those thoughts seep in? Sometimes when I'm playing,
Mulholland, I'm like.
Mulholland drive for sure. When I have to, when we're in Beverly Hills and have to go to your house through the hills, I'm like, we could
just drive off. But I always think I'm like, oh, in that 1 second, we'd be like, damn it.
Like, wow, it just got so dark.
I know.
So United's awful.
Yeah, it was not my vibe. We can blur out the airline if we want, but it was
no,
just...
No, fuck that.
It was just so...
We are allegiant to Delta.
We are really
diamond medallion million miler bitches.
Yeah, I just like love it so much. Like they're just like so on it.
Remember that one
like,
time?
Like even like at baggage claim, it's like I arrived 20 minutes early, and on the app it had like confetti. It was like, you arrived early. This is your baggage claim. Like on the thing, they're like, you guys are getting your bags at baggage claim 25. Like, go get it. Like, da da da. And then if you don't get your bags within 20 minutes, they give you miles. Like, they're just so kind.
And
like,
they have pimento cheese at the fucking Atlanta lounge. And mac and cheese.
See? But also, you guys, I'm going through it with my eyes, which is why I keep touching it, because I was just like, no sleep.
Let's just tell the truth. You're hungover.
I'm not hungover.
You're fucking hungover. I'm not hungover. You're hungover boots. She went out. You went to Madonna. You did the little 10 thing that everyone's doing. You rah-rahed. You kiki'd. You posted a story. You tagged me in a story with Mistress Isabella Brooks. I was in my bed at 2 in the morning, and it's like, got MGTOW. And I'm like, oh, cute. And then it's you guys being like, you can fucking never. And I'm like, oh, no. Full well knowing you have a 7 a.m. flight back to L.A. to land.
6.
6 a.m. flight back to L.A. from Houston to get in drag and sit your ass right in that chair and do what we're doing right now. Yeah. And I was like, not good. Not good. And then the next story was Detox blowing vape smoke out of her nose. I was like, this is out of control.
Also, I'm obsessed with, like, the No Gorge episode from like 2 weeks ago when you did Madonna. You're like, bless you, Madonna. This was the best experience of my life. I'm honored.
Did we now, talk about
now,
it?
Yeah, we did a few weeks ago. And then now it's me. And you're like, that little Vogue thing that you did that everyone's doing. Like, fuck you. But when you do it, I was a blessed honor queen.
Roll the fucking tapes, bitch.
But yeah, so my eyes are watering.
So you're hungover, your eyes are watering.
I'm not hungover. I like feel fine. I just, when I get really tired, my eyes
and
water.
And why are you really tired?
Because I didn't sleep.
Because?
Because I literally
went
had
out
early flights.
And rah-rahed and kiki'd. Texas is fun.
I mean, what I would have gotten
Texas
one,
is so in right
I would have
now.
Gotten one more hour of sleep, like two.
Or maybe some hours of sleep at all would be
I went
been good.
Straight. It was crazy.
I mean, that is our go-to, but I think, you know.
Yeah, I'm really going through it right now.
You are struggle bus.
Yeah.
But you look gorgeous. You're it hurts. I'm proud of you. Well, tell us about Madonna. How was your experience?
It was so good. I mean, it was so fun. I literally, like...
What was your favorite song?
I like when she's in the box.
Okay. She has a few songs in
what
the box.
What songs does she do in the box? Is she, like, hung up in the box?
No.
What does she do in the box?
She does Festa. She has Ray of Light.
Ray of Light. I liked that part when she's in the box.
When... I can't even believe. Like, we just grew up differently. Because this was looping back to my DJ discussion of how you don't know any of the songs I play. You hate my DJ.
I know the songs you play.
What's your favorite one?
I don't know, Gorge.
See?
What's like a song you play?
You said you could... You literally said 10 minutes ago, not even, that you could name my entire set.
I feel like if you gave me a playlist, I could put like that... Like, but with songs...
If I gave you my set, you could
set? No. Like, a playlist of, like, 100 songs, and, like, some of them are, and
is
some of them
aren't.
And I could put them in order of what you do. Yeah.
In order.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't... You can't name a single one right now.
Well, not off the top of my head.
Very interesting. So, you had fun. You saw Detox. You saw Bob.
Yes. I mean, Bob is slaying. We talked about it last time when you did it. Bob kills. So fun. And then Detox was there, which I haven't seen Detox in so long. Oh my God. On the podcast a few weeks ago, remember how we were talking about how I made out with Detox in the basement? And I was like, everyone makes out with Detox though. And you're like, I haven't.
She tried.
She said you did before you were on Drag Race.
Yeah. No.
She said before you were on Drag Race and named the place. And she said you were at working with Trixie and you fucking made out with Detox. I was like, this bitch lied.
I don't remember it, so it didn't happen.
That how
you guys, as we,
oh
if
my
you're,
God,
if you're
if
a listener,
I remember every sexual encounter that happens.
If you're a listener on the pod, you know that sometimes I get two turns, and sometimes I forget that I don't know if it's early onset dementia or what, but things I forget things a lot.
What the
things happen and I don't remember them.
Well, it was memorable for her.
Well. It usually is. That's what they all say. So what was your part last night? You liked the box a lot. Ray of Light.
I love when she's in the box.
What about it do you love?
Oh my God. Also, so crazy. So I like.
That you just have a premonition?
Yes. So I like get to the place. I get to the venue. It's like super cute. Everyone's like so nice. I go hang out with Bob for a little bit backstage. And then I like go get a drink. And then I'm like going to where I'm sitting, which is like the same place where mm-hmm. you were sitting. Mm-hmm. Fucking, I'm sitting with Ministry. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Gag.
I know. And I was like,
how old are they?
I mean, like, 60s? Rob Zombie era. Yeah. Yeah. And
but like in their 50s or 60s, probably.
And like they were full like rock and roll divas. And Jordan was like,
That's such a gag.
Yeah. No, Jordan was like, oh my God, it looks like your type of people are like sitting with you. Like, look at that. It's like rock and roll divas. I was like, yeah, for sure. And they go up and I'm like, I fucking know this guy for some reason. So I like start talking to him and he's like, oh yeah, I'm in a band. And I was like,
I love a humble diva.
Yeah, no, fully. And he's like, I used to teach Madonna guitar, like, da-da-da-da. And I was like, oh, cute. And then I was like, I know. And I was like, this is fucking Ministry. And I was like, are you in Ministry? And he was like, yes. And then the lead singer was like,
wow.
Oh my God, I was dying.
Goth
I was
divas down.
I was dying. And I was like, can I get a photo? Like, da-da-da. And he was like, of course. But then they were all like running about and I couldn't get them all together. But.
Oh, you wanted a group photo?
Uh-huh.
Damn.
I was being crazy. I love them. And I was like,
think about
like,
people try to get us to interview.
And I was
photo.
Like, me and Violet. Oh, barely. I could never.
I'm like, you're on your own.
Violet. But yeah, no, I was like, me and my friends just saw you at the Rob Zombie and Alice Cooper concert. Like, and they were like with their wives. I'm like, babe, she saw us at like Alice Cooper's. Like, it was super cute. Wow. Best time. And then Madonna was like, spotlight on Ministry. And I was like sitting and they were like, and I was like,
wow,
it was really cute. Ministry bitches, like that's gaggy.
So you got Detox and Ministry. It sounds like you had a better city than me.
No, well, I wish you were there. I walked in and Bob was like, "Oh, Violet's not there to assist you, like how you're assisting her."
Wow,
I know, and I was like,
rude, fucking rude.
Well,
yeah, you really assisted me.
With
got drunk.
I mean, that's all I need an assistant. Brush my hair and get drunk.
Clean my lace and fuck me up.
I think I did that.
What?
I cleaned your lace.
You did. Oh, look.
Look at me.
Look at me go.
I know. But yeah, so it was a really fucking amazing experience. And me and Madonna had like a really cute time. We just like vibed it out.
Well, you're both Leos and I've learned a lot about Leos from being with you
and watching her on stage. I'm like, yep,
yeah.
I'm like, yep. Yeah, yeah.
The behaviors are parallel. Dare I say?
I would agree.
And the way that you have to like suck y'all's dicks a little bit, like you just have to like suck Madonna's dick a little bit. And even I try to suck, and she's like,
same with me.
With you, you gotta suck the dick a little bit. You gotta, and it's the lion. It's the proud lion.
Well, it's also like protective. I'm like, I'm not going to give it away for like anyone.
But if you suck my dick a little bit, come on in.
Not come on in, but come here.
Come here.
Come here. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're the same.
Yeah, so it was amazing. I had the best time and it was so fun.
Well, so what did Mistress Isabella Brooks have to say? Why did you tag me in that story? Tell me, I haven't caught up. What's the tea? What's going on? What's she up to? Why was she there? What club were you at? Tell me everything.
She like, I posted that I was doing the Madonna thing and then she responded to it and was like, where are you going? And I was like, are you in Houston? And she's like, I live here. Yeah, I didn't know. And I was like, oh my God, let's go out. And she was like, so down. Literally drove. We went to the Eagle.
There's an Eagle in Houston?
Mm-hmm.
Eagle tour, did you get merch?
I fucking didn't. Because
dumb.
I know, and I forgot. I like collect Eagle merch from around the world because I love.
We got to go to Eagle Tokyo.
I would die.
I've been.
We saw someone in the Eagle Tokyo merch the other day and I was pissed. But yeah, no, this was like not giving like Eagle vibes. So I don't think my brain triggered to be like, get the merch. It was very like.
There wasn't
poppy,
a fucking
girly.
Chain spiderweb thing to get to climb on?
No. Yeah. It was very like girly fun vibes. So I was like, oh. But then Mistress, like, fully, we had the best time, like, so funny. Like, I just, like, put the camera on her, and she was like, grabbing her waist. She's like, Violet could never. And I was like, oh. It's like, it was just fun. And then she literally,
I think I could. I think I will. I think I do.
I think that's a joke.
I don't think it's very funny, Mistress Isabella Brooks. Are you from the House of Brooks? Is Nicole your aunt?
But she also then drove me home, like, so cute. Like, love her. And then we talked
about... So she was drinking and driving?
No. She was just driving. But...
I think I saw a cocktail in the story. Did you wait an hour?
We never even drank. But...
You're a fucking liar.
No.
Baby, in the South, you drink and drive. Oop, said it out loud. I said it out loud. We've already been over this, but you've never been arrested or anything, right?
Mm-mm.
Have you stole? We used to steal.
No.
You did never stole it.
Never stole anything.
Privileged. Bitch, I would rob the Gap down.
Zach Posen's pissed.
We would go, bitch, Zach, it should be full circle. I want Winona Ryder it and be in the campaign next.
Yeah, literally.
Like Marc Jacobs. There was like a shopping center in the suburbs called The Avenue, and there was like a Barnes & Noble, a Gap, a Macaroni Grill, a Victoria's Secret, like a few other little, like a Francesca's Accessories, if you know what that is. And the way that me and my friends would go there with full backpacks and tote bags, whatever we could get our hands on. Oh, yeah. I had to be like 14 or 15.
I think I'm too much of a yapper. Like, I'm always talking. Like, you can't, I'm not like one to be like, get in and get out, like with the merch. Like,
I got caught
stealing.
I feel
like I'd come and I'd be like, and they'd be like, that person is crazy.
No, we were actually insane. My friend was trans at the time. Hey, Carmen. She also has a podcast.
At the time.
Well, she was like just starting her transition. Okay. Like, we were like, all right, you're trans now. We gotta go get you a fucking padded bra, bitch. And we rolled into Victoria's Secret. And the lady, like, we were like, where are your padded bras? And the lady was like,
you were wearing one too?
No.
They said we.
We rolled into Victoria's Secret and we were like, where are your padded bras? We asked her.
Oh, where are they?
Where are they?
I was like, in we were store. Wearing your padded bras.
And then she's like, well, what? Like, level of padding do you want? And my friend Carp is like, 100%. Like,
bombshell.
Like, basically, we're asking for chicken cutlets at Victoria's Secret.
Like,
we were
like, the bombshell was like literally fake. It was like, just padding.
So then the lady's like, I know you're about to steal this padded. Like, I'm not going to show you where the bra is that you're about to steal.
How did she know?
I don't know, Diva. We were in there with,
ski masks.
I'm like, I was like a punk little crust punk bitch back in the day. Mm. I know I look prim and proper, but you guys don't. I'm like a punk, like a real deal.
Right.
We were in there with fucking ski masks. Yeah. No, we had like crunchy tote bags and shit. We'd be like, where's like scudgy, like stoned, like probably smelled like weed. I don't know. Mm. They knew.
Right.
And then my other friends would like, the way we would take Gap for all it's worth, like, my God, we would go back to the house and they would go online.
Gap.
Because it was just there. There just was a Gap. And it was just like, all right, well. And also, a lot of those stores had, like, a no-chase policy.
Oh.
And, like, also, if I worked at a Gap, I'd be like...
How do you know their policies?
Babe, I was hanging out with the wrong crowd. Let's just say that.
Okay.
I'm taking responsibility, but I'm also saying this is just the crowd that I ran with, like, did this, looked it up, and then they would go home...
That's me now.
...and search for the clothes they stole and, like, calculate how much they just got away with. Yeah.
How do you know?
What do you mean, how do I know? I was there.
Oh, you calculated. I thought you meant they calculated.
No, we would go from the Gap to their house, and they would go on the computer.
So it was like a thrill. It wasn't like
there was a thrill moment.
Clothing.
Hell no. We didn't need shit. It was a thrill, and it was like punk, and it was like, fuck these corporations vibes, and it was like...
Yeah, I don't think I've ever really...
I also got caught twice.
Oof.
Once at Walmart and once at Urban Outfitters.
Walmart?
We were stealing. They used to have hard candy makeup at Walmart.
Okay.
Bitch. They had these marbleized blushers.
Mm.
Work. The hard candy relaunch in whatever, 2014.
Wow.
Amazing.
Urban Outfitters, I could see. That was popular.
Urban Outfitters. And they stopped me and they were like, come with me. And I'm like,
Where'd they take you?
What are you talking about? They're like, you need to come with me right now. I was like, what do you mean? Why? They're like, we need to see your bag right now. And I'm like, okay, well, there is some things I bought here last week in this bag. And they're like, do you have the receipt? And I'm like, well, no.
That's a smart thing to say.
And then my boyfriend at the time saw that I was getting fully detained and like was like, and like took, we had full coach purses also. Like, why are we carrying around giant coach purses? like classic flap person.
Okay.
Like gorgeous. We got them at the Goodwill.
Okay.
Probably stole those too. But my boyfriend at the time, hey Derek, literally scurried around and dumped his entire bag of stuff out. I was like, I wasn't with her. I wasn't doing anything.
Wow.
And then
did you guys break up?
Yeah, well, eventually.
Because of that?
No.
Oh my God, if someone did that to me, I'd be like, fuck. Like, if even you did that to me, I'd be like, literally, well, fuck
luckily,
yourself.
Well, luckily, I'm not shoplifting anymore. I grew out of that phase at 15.
That's crazy. Yeah, I've never done that. I did just get a criminal speeding ticket with you, though.
I'm sorry, leaving. Where were we? Were we in Palm Springs?
We're in Palm Springs.
For Pride.
Yes. And I was driving.
So fun.
Also, no T, a freeway. You would think it's like 80. Like, I can go 80 now.
What were you going?
80, like two. But apparently.
And it was 80?
Apparently, on a freeway. I had to go to traffic school because of my criminal speeding ticket.
Do you remember when SpongeBob has to go to traffic school?
Yeah, one toe on the wheel or the pedal. But, like, I literally, like, fully had to take traffic school. And I guess if you're on a highway that's like no divider and it's four things, it's 65 miles an hour.
Who follows these rules?
To me, that seems like you should be faster than when a divider is there. Like, but yeah,
no,
so,
babe, they have
so
a quota.
I was going 60, 70,
we were driving
80.
Safe.
I was
we were
going like
safe.
Almost 30 miles an hour over the freeway, the speed limit. That's fucking crazy. So I had to take full traffic school and I was like watching the videos. And then I was like, I think I could just pass these tests. So I just like clicked all the tests and I killed it 100.
100?
Yeah, I know all.
Congrats!
Well, I just updated
Let's celebrate that.
Well, I just updated my ID and stuff. So like I just took the California license. Like I literally live at the DMV.
Wow.
I should be like a tutor for people wanting to get their license or something as a side
that
hustle.
That could be a side gig. I think it was totally worth it in Palm Springs. We had so much fun that trip. And it was hilarious getting pulled over to me.
For you? I should have made you take it with me.
I'm a good driver.
Me too. I was just
going fast.
No,
you're not.
I am
so
good.
You're the scariest driver I've ever... No, you're second scariest driver.
Oh, yeah.
The first one is that random guy.
No.
He's not random. He's actually our friend.
I literally am a great driver. I'm just aggressive.
Babe, when you're in a hurry, it's terrifying.
I'm just aggressive.
You're like fucking Cruella de Vil, bat out of hell. You're like, move, you fucking faggot. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, babe, there's someone crossing the street.
Move. And also, like, in LA, you just have to go. Like, no one's gonna let you in, so you just have to go.
Yeah, but you're
so aggressive.
You can't
just, like, slowly merge in LA unless, like, you're lame. Like, you have to go. So I'm like this.
You always put the wrong hand up when you do that.
Whatever. It's so hard. Well, I'm talking.
I'm like, a J? Like, what?
Okay, no, but like, to me, that spells loser. And that's all I'm doing life for is for me, you know?
Do kids have stuff like this anymore? Little things they do? Do they pay patty cake still?
I was hanging out with people that were, like, my friends who are like 20 years old the other day.
Mm.
And they asked me a question. They were like, and they said like a phrase. They're like, has blah 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 gotten to you guys yet? And I was like,
oh God.
Gotten what? To me.
Like trickled on its trickle
yeah,
down.
Like a phrase, like gotten up to like my generation. I was like, okay, well.
Rude.
Not hanging out with you guys anymore.
Yeah. What was it? Do you remember the phrase?
I forgot, but it was like, I was like, yeah, I fucking have heard of that bitch. Like, fuck off. It was crazy.
But you don't remember?
No.
Did you hear of it?
Yes. It was like a normal
like
phrase.
Like a TikTok thing.
Yes.
Guys, I don't know. I can't do it with the TikTok. It's not meant for me.
It's not meant for me either.
Was that meant for me? Like, it's just not built for me anymore. Nothing's built for me.
I know.
I'm old. I'm old and jaded. And I'm on a podcast.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Adam Lambert like posted a video on TikTok and was like, you guys, I'm literally posting this because like I'm releasing new music and everyone's telling me to do X, Y, and Z because of TikTok. But like I literally got famous for my voice and I don't get why I can't just post a song. So can you explain to me why I can't just post a fucking song?
Because you can't.
And do what I'm good at. And everyone's like, we love you.
No, I'm full of my brain like, oh, I guess I gotta do a day in the life of being a crossdresser. Like, I wake up and I have my coffee and then I put my makeup. Right. Like,
no,
shut the fuck
all
up.
The people in the comments are like, get a social media manager. And he's like, I still have to do the content. Like,
yeah, so I'm like, we just AI it.
Yeah, I'm like, might as well. You're already halfway done.
If AI could just do everything, wouldn't that just be so great for all of you out there, wouldn't it? We could just all sit in our fucking vegetable ass houses, AI, get hooked up to fucking food machines while AI just entertains us.
Food machines?
Yeah.
I mean, everyone can...
There's a hole in your mouth. There's a fucking tube in your mouth and a tube in your ass. And you're just sitting there watching AI
eating, getting tube food getting and getting fucked food, by the other getting one.
Fucked by the tube and just fucking watching AI do stuff, make songs and sing and Willy Wonka. What was that fucking Wonka experience? We ever talk about that?
Oh my God.
That's the result of AI, you fuckers.
Okay, well, no to you. I mean, like, a lot of people
that's
are like.
That's my favorite thing that's ever happened. But.
Me too. No, but a lot of people are like so scared that AI is going to take their jobs, but I'm like.
It's not the same, bitch.
It's not the same. It will never be the same as like a person's brain. I just don't believe it ever
it
will.
It could maybe get
like,
to that
I
point.
Could see like some people like editing wise, like, oh, like you can, it'll make your job easier. Like cutting down the video AI can like do it. But like. No AI Ugh. Will ever have like the comedic unless it like lived with me and like got to know my humor and like it would Ugh, never no, work. No, it would no, never no, work. No, no, people no, are like, no. they're gonna take my jobs. I'm like, if you're a
they
loser,
are.
No, if you're
Bitch,
lame.
Bitch, we have to check our own fucking bags at the airport now.
Oh, United.
Delta has it too. You have to be very firm with the bitch at the fucking stanchion. Is it called a stanchion?
I don't know.
The little rope thing. Because she'd be like, are you Sky Priority?
Some of them
are.
Are
you Sky Priority?
Some of them
Show
are.
Show me your ticket. I don't have it. Where are you Sky Priority? Where do you need agent assist? Do you need agent assist? I'm like, yes, I do need agent assist.
I don't even.
Move aside, Becky.
Also, like, plane tickets are so expensive now.
Fuck wild.
It's like out of pocket. And so it's like, can I just have one person talk to me? Like, I spent so much money.
Well, honestly,
like,
with if you're us, flying you can't, business, you can never know. It's like, it's either don't talk to me ever or talk to me.
We were, just... When we were in Paris this past time, I was flying economy on the way back and my ticket got canceled.
Oh.
And I had to, like, they were like, oh, you have to, like, go to another terminal and talk to the ticketing and then call the 360 desk and mm-hmm. just all this stuff. And I was like, mm-hmm. can I just book another economy ticket right now? Like, whatever. Like, I'll just book it. And they're like, sure, the economy ticket to LA today is $4,000. Economy. Two from Paris to LA.
One way.
$4,000. And I said, you're fucking kidding me. Like, what? How are people flying?
How are people doing life? No, like, that's a, I like really want to ask everyone, like, how are you guys doing your taxes, your healthcare? Flying around the world, going on vacations, taking your mental health. How are you doing all of this?
Oh, and I was like sick too at the time. So I was like, do I fight this? And I was like, what do I do? And I was like, I guess I live in Paris now. Like, I was like, I'm just going to move here. Like, I don't
like
know.
Is everyone just in oodles and doodles of debt? They have to be.
I don't know. But I was like, I don't know what to do. And then luckily, like, we found my old ticket that got canceled and we were able
to call the Diamond Desk.
We called the Diamond Desk mm-hmm. and they like found the old ticket and then I could use miles and like I finagled a way back without spending $4,000. And I was like, this is who can afford to do that? Like that is insane. And to sit in economy, like,
well, at least
what
it wasn't
was the
United.
Business class? What, how much was
maybe
that?
Maybe United was cheaper.
How much do you think business class would have been if that economy was 4,000? Yeah. That's insane. $14,000 is a car. Like,
that's my car costs less than that.
Like, I can't believe I'm gagging. I was gagged. I'm still gagged. Anyway, I made it home. I don't live in Paris.
Well, I'm about to be living in Paris because of my residency at the Crazy Horse.
Yes.
And I also need to get on a strict regime with my diet and exercise. Speaking of
one injection a week and you'll be ready.
Trying to keep up with the fucking bullshit of life. No, I'm so fucking excited. We've been doing all the creative stuff this week and... The ball is like, I don't know when this episode's coming out, but this
no,
is going to be.
We talk about it every week.
And we're going to have to talk. It's like my truly, truly, truly dream gig.
And we talked about it. And we talked about it. We put the photos of your wigs and everything. But yeah.
It's going to be amazing.
And we're going to do videos there. We're going to do like a no gorge there.
I want to find someone in Paris who can like do a little documentary.
Yeah. Well, I think it's.
Imagine like a TikTok day in the life, but it's a. Long format.
I think you just do it yourself. And have
but
a documentary
like,
person.
Hello, everyone. Like, this
yes.
is...
And I think you need a GoPro at your station. I want, like, everything.
We're going to do it, baby.
All the drama. And then, yeah, we're going to film a No Gorge there.
But I just booked my flights back. I'm doing rehearsals. It's very hardcore, you guys. I still don't... People were messaging me being like, I'm so excited you're coming to Paris. But, like, I don't get, like, what... They don't know what it is. Crazy Horse is like a fucking institution. I know we explained it before, but I think I used to like reiterate. People like don't know what it is. I mean, and I'm really shocked.
Yeah, well, it's not. I mean,
if you're not like a sexy, fetishy, glamour diva, I guess you just like don't know.
Or Parisian.
Right. Right.
Yeah, it's like I found out about it probably like maybe 6 years ago or something when mm-hmm. I moved out to LA and mm-hmm. a bunch of my friends were traveling to Paris and right. there was like Crazy Horse and then this other show that is no more.
Lido?
Manco.
Oh, Manco. I did Manco. It was fucking amazing.
Everyone was like, you have to go to Manco. You're going to die.
Alana Starr?
Yeah. And it's very
Jean like, Biche?
It was very like, apparently very Lola? Like gender crazy so cabaret, fun. Like wild.
Johnny Boy. All I had the privilege of working at the Manco, but I
you
also
worked there?
Yeah.
Doing what?
A performance.
Wow.
I'm like, passing out cigarettes. Like,
I don't know. It was so long ago.
Cleaning up the shit in the toilet. Like, what do you mean? No, it wasn't that long ago. Bitch, I've been in the game for so long, ho.
Well.
I've been at it for fucking 15 years. I'm a legend. I'm an icon. She is the bitch. She is the girl. She's the diva. She's the doll. Know that. 100%.
Okay. Yeah, so I heard about Manco and Crazy Horse, and then Manco closed, and Crazy Horse is like the more elite artistry. It's like the diva doll. Elitist.
Just, I mean, Manco was around for 3 years. Crazy Horse is like an institution that's been around since 1951.
Yeah, no, it's like, but it's also like just gorge. It's like different.
It's like surrealism. I don't know. There's like all the cabarets in Paris. There's, you got Moulin Rouge, Disneyland. You had Lido. It closed down. Which was, Lido was like, I don't really know. It just like wasn't hitting okay. when I went to see it. There were like moments, but like Moulin Rouge, have you seen it? No.
Mm-mm.
Well, they used to have a giant fucking tank that would rise from the stage.
Yeah, I always want to go and Vlad's like, it was better back in the day. We can't go now. And I'm like,
I know,
okay.
I've seen it when it was the best.
So I think I have to go alone or something.
No, I'll go. I've just seen it so many times and it's not as good as it used to be. So it's like, womp womp.
Right.
And then there was Manco, and there's Palais de l'Automne, which I have yet to see.
We can't get tickets.
We cannot get tickets.
Every time we try to go, we like can't get tickets.
When I'm there rehearsing for Crazy Horse, I'm gonna go see Palais de l'Automne. Hopefully, there's a hot French man that will take me to go to see Palais de l'Automne. And Arte used to do all of the artwork for Palais de l'Automne.
I do know that.
They have all of the original posters. It's fucking cunt. The space is amazing.
Yeah,
So I can't wait. There's like so many dance halls and cabarets in Paris that are fucking iconic. Crazy Horse is my favorite, obviously. And yeah.
I had only heard of Crazy Horse and Manco just because my friends were like going all the time. And Crazy Horse, they were like, that one's just like the like glamour. Like
it's
that's
pussy,
it. It's
pussy,
like
con,
it's like giving artistry.
Truly.
And so yeah, it's like so kind.
And I'm working on the costumes now. I've got rehearsal schedules. I've got a male dancer coming in. It's going to be so insane. And I've just been chugging away. I mean, we kind of had a bender of a weekend, but maybe we should say that for a different episode.
Oh, my God. Wait. Also, my blisters. I didn't even show you.
Oh, my God. You were wearing new shoes last night at Madonna.
Wait, yeah.
Oh.
Wait.
Oh.
Wait, look at that.
Ah!
And then look at this.
It's like the SpongeBob.
Two. I popped them today. I popped them today.
But pop I took, them corns and feed the children.
I took photos before I popped them. It was scary.
Is that even a reference people know anymore?
No.
Pop the corns and feed the children? It's a relic of the past.
Is it about...
It's about popping your blisters.
Is it from The Crows?
The Crows?
I don't know. I just named it random. Is
no,
that even a movie?
It's not. Jasmine Masters.
Oh.
Icon, legend, star...
Ew, was she talking about feet?
No, Miss... Well, she does, and then Miss Fame... Never mind. We should... we should rewatch both of our seasons as, like, a separate
podcast. We always say that.
Podcast.
We'll never do that ever. Because, like, when we're having fun in drag, we're going to be like, let's watch Drag Race.
No,
like,
it's
that
just,
will never happen.
We were talking earlier today about, like, my season, me and Tracy were, and it's just insane. As you know, we've talked about this before, how my season was just, like, fucking crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And it really was. And that's what Pop These Corns and Feed the Children's from.
Wow.
I know. But So how are those Tootsies feeling? Are you feeding the children?
It's crazy because I was like feeling last night that I was like, this Louboutin, it was like the toe, like where
they're fresh,
like right off of where the toes are, it's spelled sex. So it's like, it was like
squishy.
I think they like came in more, like at the top. Mm-hmm. So I think my like foot was like pushing. Like
the toe
inward.
Box was too small. Just say the toe box is too small.
No, but it was like not, it was like after the toes. It was like this
part. Where? Put, like point here, to mommy's foot.
It would come like lower. Like it was so low. Yeah, it was really weird. And I was just like, I remember being like stepping out. I was like, ow. And I was like, that's weird. Like I wear these like every day. I thought it was just like a normal.
Like a silk cape.
Yeah, a pump. But no, man. No, ma'am.
No.
It was crazy, but...
But you looked amazing. I love how you matched your outfit to Madonna's outfit on purpose, didn't you? You little Leo freak.
Well, I had that outfit, and I lost the pasties for it.
Oh.
So I, like, never wear it. Mm. But I was like, I don't need pasties for this moment. And it looks so cute.
It looks great. I'm like, well, just always got a one-up, me don't you, gal? You got detox, you got mistress, you got drunk, you had a matching outfit.
We got drunk. And we had the best time.
We did have a good time. It was great.
Yeah, it was so fun. And you looked amazing.
I sang La Isla Bonita.
You literally looked amazing.
I did. I wore this wig. This wig has touched Madonna. Yes.
Buy it now on the eBay sale.
No, truly. No, for real. We use a plug. It's not an eBay sale
anymore. Honestly, the shoes that I was wearing.
You might have to give those up.
No, well, I just don't think I would wear them. Like, it's...
They hurt that bad?
No. They're black Louboutins that say, like, sex and Swarovski. And I just, like, don't think I'd wear that again. So I was like, I think I'm going to sell these.
Why not? Those are so cute.
But, like, when am I wearing sex Louboutins?
You could wear them right now, and it would work.
I have always a problem incorporating crystals. I'm like, oof.
Okay. I always have a problem incorporating crystals. Jesus Christ. This is the world's smallest violin.
I mean, I do. It's hard sometimes. And I see people do it, and it's crazy. I'm like, so you're just going to put on a crystal earring, and even though there's, like, nothing going on. It's like, okay.
It's very drag. It's like a full
matte. Or it's like a
outfit.
Crystal, or vice versa, like a crystal earring, and they're just, like, stud.
I love that you and me have made up these rules about drag that we both just
It's
know.
Not about just drag. It's just, like...
But drag is drag. I even mean it now, modern, like women, like it's just drag is everything. Like, it is everything.
We have made up rules. Like
are rules that are unspoken that you and me just know. Like you can't do blankety blank blank.
Mm-hmm. Like even when
that's a good one
at Madonna last night. I FaceTimed you because I couldn't decide what shoe to wear, and I had a strappy Gucci. Like little cha cha heel, it was like giving cha cha. It was like
at the toe,
and then you
cha-cha.
Wrap it around your heel. So and then it has a crystal like Gucci logo on the ankle, which is cute.
But
and then I put on the sex Louboutin on the other leg, and then we were like, see, the other one does give drag, like a pump.
The
just
pump
gives,
just gives
the, glove,
the blondes. It
the
gives
glove
drag.
Gives
the glove.
Drag. So it's like the gloves are always a risky game. The pumps, like that type of pump now is very drag.
This is a risky game. I'm in drag right now. This is Dragoon. I'm a fucking cross dresser sissy.
So it's just
pantyhose
like,
freak.
So we're always playing games with like, okay, do we need the glove? Do we need the pump? Do we need the this? Is it because like you, I think like a hoop is feminine. Like it's just like little things.
Not these ones. Look at these honkers.
Yeah, those are pretty big.
These are Drew Barrymore level.
Oh my God. I told you.
I know. Her earrings.
The other day I was.
Drew, well, we were watching Donnie Darko, which we need to finish.
We were watching Donnie Darko. Why did I bring. Oh, Drew Barrymore was in it. And I was like, it's so crazy how like she was just like an acting icon. And now she's just like holding people's hands on like a bed interviewing them. Like
it's a
like,
bed?
She changed it to a bed, I think.
No.
At least one interview I saw. Millie Bobby Brown.
They're in bed together?
Like, literally in bed.
No.
Nice.
Like, cuddled up?
Like, yes. Because it's, like, a joke that Drew was, like, on people's lap interviewing her. I think she's, like, leaning into it.
Oh.
I think. I don't know if she, like,
are you're an avid watcher.
Well, I always see clips of her. And
I love Drew Barrymore, first of all.
I love Drew Barrymore, too. And her earrings are always fucking psychotic. And I was telling Violet, I was like, we were watching, what is it?
Donnie Darko. I cannot believe you've never seen Donnie Darko. And you don't know Madonna song. Okay. There's so many things that I'm just shocked by.
No, I never seen Donnie Darko, which is really weird because I like loved it.
You didn't even finish it. You're like, all right, gotta go.
Well, I had an early flight and I still, my eyes are watering. Well, that didn't
disrupt you last night when you were at the club with Detox and Mistress.
Which I had to work. I had never seen that movie before.
Still haven't.
And I was like, oh my God, Drew Barrymore wears the craziest earrings. And you're like, what do you mean? And I was like, they have to be from her personal collection or something because they are all like ginormous, like 80s, stunning, like costume jewelry earrings that you like can't just find.
And it might be like Alexis Petar. I don't know. There's like a, we,
and I was like, oh, okay, fierce. And then today you sent me her most recent interview, huge Lucite, like
gorgeous earrings. And the necklace was
every week. It's like silver up the ear, like it's like vintage stamped silver. Like it's like, I'm like, what is she?
She has to have like an earring stylist.
She, no, 100%. Cause everything else is so chill.
And then it's like full Talbots, and then she has like artistry.
And it's never like modern earrings, though. It's not like,
how do you know?
Because I see the clips. Like I just like see her on my feed all the fucking time. And it's always like the most amazing, like archival artistry jewelry. And her shoes are great too. Accessory. She's an accessory queen.
Yeah, well, we love Drew. Mm-hmm. I think you should really get into Donnie Darko because you told me, I can't even, it's annoying that we didn't finish it. And I was watching Ghost World last night and I realized that is literally us. And you haven't seen that one either. And you would love that movie.
That was on the DirecTV United thing.
You should have watched it.
Well, it was too late. I didn't know how to plug
Ghost
in.
Ghost World is literally us. Like I was watching it last night and I was laughing out loud being like, that is us.
I need to watch it.
I think you're Scarlett Johansson and I'm the other one. I forget her name. Sorry if you watch.
Okay, I'll watch.
It's so good. Thora Birch. I'm Thora Birch. You're Scarlett Johansson, 100%. No, can't decide. We flip-flop.
Yeah.
You don't even know.
Every time I see like a show that I'm like, that's very us, I'm always like, which one's which? I'm like, it flip-flops.
It flip-flops.
Because we both do flip-flop.
Like, no, if I'm in a good mood, you're in a bad mood. If I'm in a bad mood, you're in a good mood. We can't ever go on the same page.
I saw a meme about like, that's like friends do. It's like, okay, time to carry the vibe, babe, because I need a break.
Right. If you're coming in with 60, I got your 40.
Mm-hmm. Always 100, though.
God, we're literally fucking married.
But, like, you always get 100 if you get both of us. $5,000 each, we'll be there.
If we're both in a bad mood, $5,000 each, and we're both there.
And you'll get 100%.
That's funny. I think I'm complete on my own, actually, but sure. I'll be there for you.
I mean, look-wise,
if we're both in a bad mood, end of times.
We're never really both in a bad mood. In public.
I think we've definitely held each other crying before.
Yeah, solo. You can be solo in a bad mood with your best friend, but I don't think in public, like working, we're never. Like one of us is always like, we're getting through this. One of us is always like the
cheerleader.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So, in my opinion, at least.
That's depressing. Is everything like, is everyone like that?
I think so.
I think it's just like an artist thing. Like I'm trying to figure out if I'm like the typical like artist trope. Of like
definitely
tortured soul,
of course. And I think it's also just like across the board.
What?
Just like everyone's just like,
what the fuck's going on?
Yeah, like great. I have to go to fucking work every day just so I can live. Like, great. Sounds amazing.
This being our work and us being cross dressers is fucking crazy.
Wow.
No, it's insane. We can be like, gotta be a woman today. God damn it.
Well, I'm sure like 90% of the people in offices wouldn't want to do this.
That's a great point.
Who wants to do, I mean, there are people that want to do this, but like most people are not like, yeah, I would love to shave my entire body and cinch my waist and a hip pad. Yeah, I'm like, I would love that.
How many people
even want to be on the news?
Well, last night, actually two people this week asked me, they were like, Violet, well, one of them was like, I need to ask you like a controversial question. I was like, well, this is fucking weird. What possibly could it be? And he was like, do you even like drag anymore? And I was like,
who said that? And what were you giving that?
I guess it just shows.
Wait, were you out of drag?
Yeah. And then someone
who said it? No.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Why'd he ask that? Is that what
I guess
giving?
I give I hate drag now.
Well, I guess you do say that every episode.
I do say that, yeah.
I'm like, why do you say that? Literally every episode, you're like, oh, I'm
fucking
quitting.
Hate drag. No, it's just different than it used to be.
Yeah.
But people are asking me that. And I'm like, oh, shit. I do. I love drag.
Yeah. No, I love drag too.
In certain, it's just like my guidelines for it have gotten so specific. You know what I mean?
I love drag too. It's just like I started doing drag because it was just very like punk rock for me, like my personal story.
And now we're trying to sell ad space to stamps.com.
Like, right. I was like,
it's gone so far, like not punk anymore.
I was like, this is so punk rock of me to like, or I was just like, thought it was like, the craziest way to express my shit. Cause I was like, I'm not non-binary. I'm a fucking dude, but like, I love femininity and I like love women's fashion. Mm-hmm, and I'm like, mm-hmm. I'm going to take this over. Like, fuck yeah. And then I did.
And then you did it. Right.
And then
I got
like,
what I wanted.
And it was like fierce. And then now I'm like doing as work. I'm like, if I'm too punk, it's like no one will hire me. And if I'm like,
right.
It's just like a weird.
I'll have
I'm
ideas like, okay. for numbers. I'm like, that would, back in the day, I would just be like, no one would give a fuck if I did a crazy, like, for instance, I was listening to My Humps the other night by fucking Black Eyed Peas. And I was like, this is a great, like, I should do this. And I was like, no, you shouldn't.
That was that was lip sync on my season.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I was up all night learning the words in an iPod being like, My Humps, My Humps. And I was like, I'll be a Cocoa Pop. Like the full
shimmy Cocoa Pop.
Like,
honestly, like
fully
it's a
in
great...
the shower with my iPod Nano and drag, like being like shimmy Cocoa Pop.
It's like a great track, but I'm like, babe, that the time for you to do My Humps is no more. Like, you,
I mean,
have to like brand yourself as like what your thing is, and you have to like do it, and you have to like, and like made all these rules up in my head, which like whatever, I guess that's my fault, but like. It was giving very like, well, you know, you got what you fucking asked for, bitch. Like, quit. Like, here you are. You wanted this. Now you got it.
Yeah. No. Which,
and it's, but it's become a job.
I know. It's become a job. But it's like also at the same time, like I do love it. Like, I love having Gottmik and I love it, but I just need.
But Kate needs love.
I need a balance. You know? Like, I need a balance. And if I'm fucking a shaved, pristine diva all the time to do the drag at the level I want.
Babe, people will fuck you if you have leg hair or not. Like, you need to get over that.
Oh my
You've
God.
Gotten dick.
When I fuck people and I look, my leg looks like this, baby, my leg's in the air. I'm like, might as well point my toe. Like, Jesus
With some
Christ.
Polish on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, like, oh my God. Yeah.
We could be tight divas. Look, I'm doing
well,
it
I'm
today.
Getting fucked too.
Yes.
Literally.
If they pay extra.
Yeah.
Put the pantyhose on.
That's funny. I mean, a black fishnet.
I mean, whatever.
Well, you're lucky because you're like body hair is so light. Mine is like.
Yeah, I was meant to do this, bitch.
Like, I'm like blessed because I like love my dark hair because of boy reasons. But girl, not good for drag. Like, shaved yesterday. I'm like, here she comes.
Yeah, I can feel it.
Like, I see it. It's crazy.
Well, whatever.
Whatever for sure.
Well, it's also like I've done so much. I've done so much. And Crazy Horse, I feel like, is like. Where do I go from there?
Where do you
go? Where possibly could I go from there?
Only down.
No, I've just done everything I want, really.
You need to make a vision board and pick new things.
Oh my God. You think a piece of cardboard's gonna fucking turn my pussy out?
Maybe. I made one.
And how's it going?
Not so good.
No, well, I think we'll talk about this in the weekend episode, the recap, but like, one of the things on your vision board I know is like, there's a picture of Tom Mifflin. You're like, oh, that's your like boyfriend picture.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you were talking to me today about how this guy texted you, the one that I think you should marry.
It's crazy. You know, I've literally hooked up with this guy twice, three times, and I was like, you should marry him.
I can hear the
You
bells.
Didn't meet him, though.
Yeah. He was kind of dry when I met him, but I wasn't really, like, it was not wet.
So you don't want me to marry him?
No, I want you to marry him. He seems sweet.
But
from what
like,
you say.
You didn't like him.
Well, I wasn't really like, I was like, okay, like, whatever. Why not me? Yeah.
I'll always date you. I'm just kidding.
That's hilarious. No, I mean, I met him, for like an hour? Briefly.
Literally.
Like, he came to our dinner and had a cocktail and left. What do you mean? There wasn't like oodles to just like dissect.
Well, maybe this week we could all. Vibe it out.
You love him.
I don't love him. I just
oh
think he's
my
so
God, the, you guys, you just lit up. Did I you have up? A sparkle in your Did eye. I light up? Bitch, you love him. Oh my God, it's so cute. It's
every so guy cute. I talk about, you say that. God,
I want to have a sparkle in my eye.
Bitch, it's I'm literally crying. I talked about
you're
it.
You're crying. You love it. Him.
It's because I was at Madonna last night.
And you're hungover.
No, I'm tired. It's different.
Oh, I want to be in love.
I'm not in love.
So fun. Shut oh my God.
You also say that about every guy
I
in
know
my life.
I was about to say. We'll say it for the weekend episode.
Perfect.
You have to get into that, honey. But if you can't handle me like this, then you don't deserve me, which means I'm literally going to be single forever with the gay community the way it's at right now.
I don't know if you could see it on camera when you said, when you can't handle me like this.
The wig lifted?
Full, like your whole head is out. And I'm like, well...
Mm-hmm. Well, wow. So much has happened.
So much.
I don't even know. We went on the most wild, buck wild tangent ever.
What are we even talking
about?
We
need to circle back to the AI thing.
This is about theft and AI.
Damn. I don't know if we can keep the thief shit in.
That's all we talked about.
I also stole Sharon Needle's crown.
Yeah, you're a thief. Pew, pew, pew.
Oh my God, grow up.
Hamburglar.
I'm a bad girl. I've been a bad, bad girl.
Oh.
That's my reputation. I'm so dramatic. What'd you say?
I actually don't think you're dramatic. I think you're just like...
Drama just follows
maybe
me.
Maybe drama? I don't know. Are you dramatic?
I'm salacious.
You're definitely salacious.
See?
And dramatic.
I love the drama. My life is a drama. With a beginning, a middle, and no end. Thank you guys so much for watching this week's episode of
No Gorge.
See you next week.
Bye, Gorge.
No Gorge.